What up, what up, what up? Hey, first of all, what are we doing today? We got the blackout.
It's a blackout. It's swagger with perk blackout, man.
Hey, this is what I got to do, because every time you come on with that piece of chain and your family on the front of it, my wife get pissed off that I don't have nothing like it. So I'm going to get one of them from the jeweler that made yours. I need his information.
Well, look, let me say this to you now. This piece of chain that I have on with my family in the middle of it, guess what? My wife and my kids got it for me two Father's Days ago. Yeah.
I need wifey to give me the info. Because I got it. Yeah.
You know Johnny and Nick. Come on now. You down with the H-Town. You know what's popping.
Little Johnny.
You know we're going to go in there and get it for the low.
Man, what's happening, bro? I miss you, man.
Hey, dog. Look, I seen you down there in Vegas, dog. Looking skinty.
You see?
Looking in shape. Suit game was on point. I said, hold on. And he's showing out. He got a tie clip on.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying? I said, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was looking real.
You already know we working, but we ain't even halfway there yet.
No.
We ain't even halfway there. Now, we got so much to talk about. But first, let me open up our podcast by saying, cousins and kin folks, last week was draft week.
Yep.
So I was off the radar. And we didn't get an episode to y'all, but this episode gonna make up for it. Y'all know how we do when we come back.
Yeah, and then you was traveling. You know how them flights get.
From East Coast to West Coast.
It ain't no joke.
But we back. Bro, I missed you. Like we start every podcast off. I've been watching you break these playoffs down, having such a good time watching you. And first of all, we are not going to start this podcast without your reference of cigarettes, because it was the funniest. It was the funniest, bro. I had so many people text me and say, man, said, Swaggoo, what's wrong with your brother, man? I said, what'd he do? I go on Twitter and you done talked about the pet peeve of every dude from Texas and Louisiana, a woman that smoke. Yeah. We just can't handle it.
Hey, and for those out there who didn't know what I said, I'm going to tell you what I said. Look, Stephen A. and Molly were so lost when I said it because they really couldn't relate. So I'm like, look, Ben Simmons is that pretty girl that's single. And everybody wonder why she's single. She's single because once she get with a man, they find out she's smoking cigarettes, Newport shorts.
Okay.
And so they looking with a frank face. So I got to break it all the way down. Like, when Ben Simmons got to the Nets, all of a sudden they realized within the organization why the Philadelphia 76ers felt the way they felt about Ben Simmons.
Pretty, can play. When they go out in public, they look wonderful. As soon as you make their acquaintance for a little while, they smoke cigarettes and all hell break loose.
The Newport shorts, though.
You had me crying, man. Now, we got to get into some, we got a deep dive, and I know you be having your fingerprint and your pulse all over the NBA. Man, first and foremost, bro, we ain't going to waste no time. What is going on with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell in Utah, and is it time for them to blow it up, Perk?
Swaggoo, it been time. Look, this ain't no secret. I've been saying this. This is not no secret. I've been trying to tell the world, look, you could try to paint the picture how you want to paint it, but the writing is on the wall.
Yeah.
They had a stat that went out there, right, that said Donovan Mitchell over the last, I think it was 10 or 15 games, maybe even more, he passed the ball to Rudy Gobert twice. Like, think about that. This is a guy that you're running high pick and roll with, 7'4", that could go get the ball at the rim, lob threat, and you pass the ball to him twice. And so when we heard those rumors about what happened with the COVID situation and how Donovan Mitchell and him fell out because Donovan Mitchell.
I remember that.
All that. Man, when smoke, there's fire. You know that. And so I don't even believe them no more. Look, it's time, because here's the thing. Despite what people want to say and how Rudy get exposed in the playoffs because teams go small and they hit threes on him, he's still real value.
Yeah.
And guess what? You could move him somewhere to like Charlotte You can move him to, I think, you know, I love Clint Capela, but if I had to choose between him and Rudy, I would take Rudy.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted to go super big, you could maybe shop him to Minnesota. Him and Cat. Cat like to stretch the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And get back something.
I like Toronto for him, too.
Ooh. Ooh.
I like Toronto for him.
Ooh.
Especially with Siakam. I like that. I can't think of nowhere else. You pretty much you greased everywhere else I could think he could end up. Cause now you know you got small ball now, man. So yep. You got to figure out, like, from an offensive standpoint, how you gonna get him acclimated. And to your point, like, the high screen and roll is the answer. But if you got D. Mitch that don't like him and won't get him to rock, it's waste. Cause look, man, having a defender at the rim is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But having a defender at the rim ain't gonna win you a championship no more.
Yes.
It ain't.
And look, I'm going to say this to you, Swag. It's some international players that I play with that they just don't get along with others.
Don't
and they're
play.
Very distant. They're very selfish. They're all about them.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't play with some of those players. And it's just that they're here. They're here to do their job and make their money. And then they bounce. They don't want no friendship and relationship. Right. And sometimes they could come off as kind of like,
stand off.
That's what you want. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have
you know what? Time. It's interesting that you say that, and you know, people will take it how they will, but I will say, man, like, even if you think about the reverse of a dude from America going overseas to play basketball, I'm sure it's some stuff that they gotta deal with. And I ain't making no excuses. I'm just talking about like what could be the cause. But when I look at Gobert and D. Mitch, bro. They ain't liked each other for a while.
Right.
Like we played sports. We played sports all our life. You could tell. So Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell are supposed to be the catalyst for the Utah Jazz going further in the playoffs and having success. But with them not getting along, and when I say get along, bro, to your point, if I said the high screen and roll 100 times and you give it to me twice, It's personal. I'm open more than twice.
Yes.
It's personal. And I don't know if it's a trust factor. Could be that. But to your point, like, it's something that's just super off about their relationship. And they ain't really never, like, since that stuff in the bubble and the COVID stuff, they never really look like they rock with each other on the court. Like, and you know, old school Perk, you could like not fool with your teammate. But when it was time on the clock and we was in between them lines, we got to get it popping.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, guess what? That guy that you thought you didn't fool with, all of a sudden you saw yourself high-fiving and things to that nature. You know Absolute. What I'm saying?
Absolute. Absolute. So I think on that particular situation, man, what Utah need to do. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, in between, you know what I'm saying? We got breaking news.
What messages we got?
Yeah, so Brian Windhorst is not breaking, but he just suggested. It's not breaking, just extra info. My bad, Andrew. You know what I'm saying? Part of the story five, my apologies.
Okay.
It's just info. Package deal. Here go the package deal that could possibly happen. You know what I'm saying? Rudy Gobert. I call him Rudy Gobert.
Okay? Gobert.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert. And to Warriors for Andrew Wiggins and James Wiseman in the trade package. Now, I'm gonna tell you this. See, look, Andrew Wiggins right now look like eye candy. See, that was a good move by the Warriors. Pump him up. Get him going. Make All-star. The All-Star team. Make him look like a two-way player. All of a sudden, package him up for something you need. Now you get him out of Jordan Poole way.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They over there playing chess with everybody. James Wiseman. They kind of off him. You know, he had a torn meniscus. They kind of looking at him sideways like, hey, bro, Clayton came back before you. Like, what's really going
on? What's happening? Oh, we, you know?
You know?
Now, that'll be a hell of a pick and roll.
That's a hell of a everything.
Okay. Look, we both know that Rudy Gobert is a rim protector.
Yeah.
But if you, here's when we were talking earlier, if you can't get him implemented in the offense in the playoffs, you're going to have problems. And I think that's the issue in Utah is that you don't have him getting the easy buckets because he ain't getting the ball.
Right.
Number one. Okay. So listen, it's a lot going on with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. I think what the end result is, Brody, is that they're going to end up on separate teams.
Yeah.
And if I'm Mitch, I'm going to be honest with you. And first of all, Utah, y'all got a nice-ass airport. I was just in it. It's a phenomenal airport. I had to connect. It's a beautiful state too. I saw the mountains and the snow caps and all of that. But if I'm Donovan Mitchell, I'm trying to get the hell out of there.
CSX Transportation is an industry leader on the move. The railroad company has immediate openings for freight train conductors. Join the CSX team and start your paid on-job training today, earning nearly $25 per hour with no degree required. If you're safety-focused with a passion for great service, you've got what it takes to move your career forward at CSX. Apply at csx.com/careers. That's csx.com/careers. CSX is an equal opportunity employer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's move on to the next thing, man. Because your boy back at it again, bro. And I love Draymond Green. Okay. I love what Draymond Green bring to the court. I love what he bring. Like it seemed real to me, Perk. Now you know these dudes more than me, but it seemed real to me. Like, I don't think Draymond about all that smoke that he be portraying. But basketball wise, he is one of them dudes you want on your team and you don't want to have to play against. All right. I don't know Draymond personally. I think Draymond cool. I watch him. I like him because I think he's honest about everything that come out of his mouth. I don't think he a gangster like he try to portray sometimes. But outside of that, I got mad respect for the dude because one thing I like about Dre, he ain't never really switched up from his persona basketball wise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know him personally, like I said, outside of not thinking, you know, the tough guy stuff in the streets. I don't really – bro, you making $50 million a year in the NBA. You ain't no gangsters, all right? So Draymond gets ejected with a flagrant two.
Yeah.
And let me just put this in perspective for our cousins and kinfolk. So if you get 4 points, meaning if Draymond get two more flagrant ones, or if he get a flagrant two this next game, he going to be ejected from that game and he got to sit out the next game.
Nope.
Right. And we all know we all know what the word has been for years, that if Draymond would have played in the Cleveland finals, it wouldn't have went that way. Now, I'm not in that class of people, but he would have made a difference. Let's not be naive to think that he wouldn't have had an impact on the game some kind of way.
Right.
But the greatest player to ever play basketball was playing in that series. I don't think they was going to lose.
Yeah.
All right. So you tell me how you feel about the flagrant two, the call. And then if you Draymond teammate, because you got a couple of flagrants your day. Okay.
Hey, why you bringing up old shit?
Because I gotta make sure people know that you coming from a place of understanding this.
I am. All right. I am, big bro.
But I am bringing up some old shit. No, that was good, funny.
That's
that was
what funny.
But no, I want to know from your perspective, man, like how conscious do you have to be now moving forward? And how much is Draymond game going to change knowing that he don't have much room for being Draymond?
But this is what people have to understand, right? Not only is Draymond going to be aware, and he's no dummy, this is not his first roller coaster. So he already know, right? Like when I was playing, it was the point where I was leading the league in technical fouls in the postseason. Matter of fact, I think I'm number 8 or 9 in playoff history in technical fouls. So if you get so many, you get suspended the next game. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm going into the game knowing certain things and knowing that I only can act a certain way, or that, hey, no matter what, I got to have self-control. That doesn't mean I'm not going to go in there and mix it up, But that means my emotions. Now, it's the difference with the flagrant foul. But Draymond Green knows. And you know what else? You know who else knows coming into the game? The referee.
The ref.
Yeah. So look, I was at that point where I was like in the middle of a series when I was with Oklahoma City, right, Swag? And so check this out, big bro. Mm. Me and Z-Bo banging down low.
Yep.
I'm at the point where if I get one more technical, I'm suspended. He was the same way at the moment, right?
Z-Bo is Zach Randolph, everybody.
Yeah, Zach Randolph. That's my homie right now. Though.
Oh, I love Big Z-Bo. That was my roommate at Nike camp.
Hey, great dude. Boy. Great dude.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, so you know what I did? We was about to play a game 6 in Memphis. Call Z-Bo. Like, we in the layup line. Nope, true story. I called Z-Bo on the other end. I'm like, hey, Z-Bo, come here. We met at half court. You know what I'm saying? And I told the ref straight up. It's like, hey, look, we're going to be getting into it. We're going to tangle up. It ain't nothing. And we ain't about to push that line and fight. Let us get down there and bump and grind a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it cleared the air. And all of a sudden, Z-Bo agreed to it. And, I mean, obviously, if we fouled each other, like trying to foul, but they was letting us mix it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, if we were talking noise, they wasn't hearing it. So the referees know, too, when they coming into the game. And they have a little bit more understanding about what's going on. But Draymond going to be fine, man. Like, he didn't bend down this road so much.
But I always wonder, because the important thing you just said is the emotion, right?
Yep.
And we know Dre is an emotional player. And we know his reputation precedes him. And if I'm – like, I understood Draymond went straight to his podcast after the game to explain what happened. Bro, it's a flagrant too, bro. Like, it ain't really no arguing that. It's a flagrant too, okay? And, Perk, we know, like...
What were you yesterday, bro, when I needed you to be on the tube with me when I was talking about this and everybody was talking about it? I was tripping.
Bro.
Except for RJ and Shanae. Everybody else was saying I was tripping about it.
Perk, you know they be watching with emotion. They be watching with emotion, man. Yeah, I'm not watching this with emotion. The freaking rule clearly says if you hit somebody in the face and pull them down by the jersey. The literally to the letter, it's a flagrant two. To the letter, man. We ain't arguing that. What I'm more concerned about is we know Memphis. We know Memphis. We know them young boys can get going. They can get under your skin.
Yep.
We know Draymond is the guy that prides himself on getting under the skin of the other squad. Perk, I ain't gonna lie. I'm nervous.
For who?
Draymond. Because of who they playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a team full of young boys that understand you already got a flagrant too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I fully expect what you just said about Dre. I fully expect Draymond to catch himself in those moments. But ultimately, dog, like, this series, if it go like it now, obviously it was a close game with him being out of the game. And I think it's going to be close games. I think Memphis is going to steal one or two of them, probably. But I just think about when Ja Morant going to that rack. And he dunking on somebody and looking at him crazy. Is Draymond going to feel like I got to go be the protector?
Yeah.
That's what I'm concerned with.
Yeah. Or if he get ready to take off, Draymond, is you thinking about that? Yeah. You right.
Okay. So I ain't talking about the mental part of him just going out there wilding out. I'm talking about we've seen Draymond send messages in games before.
Yeah.
And to your point, like, we know what the refs – we know how the refs look at Draymond.
Yeah.
We know his reputation.
Preach.
And you know, in the heat of battle, bro, sometimes all thinking go out the window and you just reacting.
Right, right.
All right, so I ain't going to lie. I'm a little nervous. That flagrant too big, bro.
It is. It's big not only for this series, but for the rest of the series. You got to think about this. If the Suns beat Dallas, you got to think about this. A little bump and grind with Jay Crowder. All right, then you get to the finals. You don't know who you might face. You know what I mean? You might face them goons from Dade County. You might see the Bucks. You might see the Celtics. Matter of fact, real quick, I know we got to change topics.
Yeah. What's up?
I gotta ask you this question. You got two words on it.
Okay.
Who is the best player in the NBA right now?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Did you see him? Jesus. Hey, did you see him?
Jesus. Perk. That's what my mama used to say when I was in high school, averaging 20, 25 a game.
What?
I walk off the court, she say, boy, Jesus. You was hooping.
Boy, Jesus.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. That's how I feel when I watch Giannis, man. I feel like every time, I feel like we get into a point where we disrespected him.
Yes, he's actually been the best player for the last 3 years. And I'm part of that. Like, let's just shut it all down. Let's just stop with all that. Here's the most impressive thing about Giannis to me. The fact that he's playing like he's still starving and hungry. Yes. Or I'm sitting up here saying to myself, this guy here, like his willpower, his wiring, like, he walked into game one of the Celtics, dog. Like, hey man, I'm here. Like, I ain't on
this ain't about to be Brooklyn.
And I ain't been. You know what else he said before they played him? I don't watch basketball like that. I know he lying, but he still said it. That was a subliminal shot. Like, I ain't focused about you. I better be worried about us. I'm like, man, hold on.
And that's without the middleman.
He was doing them like we be doing our sons. Dog.
Yes. Yes. Like we would do Keyshawn and Jay Will. That's how he be doing them.
Yeah,
Jay Will. Let me say this, bro, about Giannis, man. Because you and I tapped into this conversation when we was having the MVP debate. Mm-hmm. And I still think it's Joel for this particular year. But I we had the conversation a while back about international players taking over the NBA. Bro, Giannis, here's what I think. I think two things happens to Giannis when we start having the greatest or the best conversation. We have gotten so enamored with how KD can fill the bucket up that we don't think about other aspects of the game.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That don't, like, KD play defense and KD try now against Boston, he ain't play no defense. But
he didn't play no offense.
He ain't play nothing. He ain't play nothing. Except the last game, the elimination game he put up. But for me, bro, we knock Giannis because it's unorthodox.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. When he getting 20 off a Euro step every game.
Yes.
And it ain't the 30-foot three-pointers. It ain't the crossover, the Kyrie dazzle. It ain't all of that. It's just a smooth 35 and 10 and 8.
Yeah, and 3 blocks.
And 3 blocks.
Gets out the mud.
And I'm not talking, and he don't just block. He blocks the most important shots.
Yes. The most important.
Like, bro, it's a knack for that. Remember we used to talk about LeBron rundowns?
Yeah.
Bro, Giannis is the best shot blocker. He the best clutch shot blocker in the NBA as well. So we never talk about it. Like, you being clutch to hitting a shot is huge, but you also being clutch to get a very important defensive stop is just as big.
Hey, think about this. Offense win games, defense win championships. All right, think about this. We talked about that 50 piece that Giannis put up in the game 6 of the finals. But what we fail to realize and talk about was those 5 damn blocks. 5 blocks, dog. It's meaningful because when you get 5 blocks in a game, it's equivalent to blocking 20 shots because that's how much guys are going in there and just throwing it up because they don't know if you're coming or not. Mm. That's a problem.
You in their head.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, bro, let me say this. You and I on Swaggoo and Perk podcast, we gonna start giving Giannis Antetokounmpo his damn flowers.
Oh, we have no choice
because there is a problem. I done just got pissed off talking about this. We gotta respect what we watching, bro. We gotta stop wanting people to be certain things.
Yeah,
we gotta actually own up to people being certain things.
Yeah,
and to your point, like early in the season, and you know, with us, man, we watch. And we evaluate early in the season, it was Steph Curry.
Right.
It was Steph. Steph was the best player in the NBA. Then as we saw the NBA going along, everybody was having this KD, the best I was like, Brunson averaging 38-10
yeah,
almost a game. Yeah. But truth be told, Perk, here go Giannis again in the playoffs again, doing what he did last year. And nothing about him hooping tells us that he can't have another 50-piece triple-double and a championship.
Oh,
He's going to. That's what I wanted you to say. I wanted you to say he's got
him. No stopping him, man. Look, there's no stopping him.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But I got some questions for you, Swaggy.
Okay, it's some things going on.
Basketball popping, but it's some things going on. Man, DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, man.
6-game suspension, dog. 6-game suspension. I mean, we gotta talk about it. I don't like talking about it, but damn it,
they
give us no choice.
Hey, bro, hey, news is news. We gotta respond with the real. So, first of all, when I first saw it break, it's heartbreaking. Because when I think about DeAndre Hopkins, see, this is what a lot of people don't know. DeAndre Hopkins negotiated his own contract.
Mm.
He's a very smart individual, understands not only business, but who he is, like publicly, and he's branched off into fashion. He's done some tremendous things, bro. He went to Arizona and made them, put them in a contender conversation based on his play. These 6 games big, and I'm going to tell people why 6 games are big, and I ain't going to stay on this too long. First of all, I don't know all of the details. I don't know if he was taking something and didn't know it was an illegal substance in it. I don't know if he was just outright taking some damn HGH or something. I don't know. Right. But honestly, man, like when you look at the NFC division, I mean conference in football, Arizona without DeAndre Hopkins falls out of that pack of teams that you would say is going to be legit playoff contenders. Mm. That's the impact of this.
Yeah,
because 6 games in the NFL can determine your season.
That's what one.
That's point? A third.
A third. Yeah,
that's a third of a third. So bro, you play 17 games. It's a little over a third, but also, like, I would the personal me to Deion, like if you didn't know what you was putting in your body. Because, see, that excuse don't work no more. You know, the leagues and the people that make these decisions been through that whole thing enough to be like, bro, so you responsible for what you put in your body. We don't care if you didn't know. You responsible for it.
Fact.
But ultimately, like, I just feel terrible for him because, number one, he coming off of an injury. He wasn't able to finish the season.
Well,
now you come in 6 games this particular season. You got Kyler Murray in a contract year with all of the stuff that transpired with him this offseason, trying to figure out if he want to get out, be in or out. They did sign Hollywood Brown from Baltimore, but Hollywood Brown ain't DeAndre Hopkins.
At all.
And DeAndre Hopkins in this offense makes the Arizona Cardinals a legit contender.
Right.
So he got 6 games, banned substance. And ultimately, I think it's going to cost this team a chance to get to the playoffs.
You know what? That's major points. Like,
bro.
That's correct, bro. Ain't nobody could argue with that. I want to ask you this, right? When you think about DeAndre Hopkins, Swag, I think about this. When you think about a guy like at that level, when you talk about one of the greatest receivers in the game, things to that nature, and where he could go and how he could finish a Hall of Fame career, you know, the route he's going. Like, when you get hit with this type of test, to me, here's my advice, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. If you didn't know what you were taking, I think it's only right that you tell the NFL to release it publicly, what you had in your systems. That way you could say, I took this and I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, I never wanted to hinder or hurt a guy's legacy because they said, oh, he was trying to get an advantage or the upper right. hand on the person because right. he was taking supplements to enhance and get his game right. Like, if you didn't know and you say, look, man, look, all I did was this for this. You know what I'm saying? Because it was times in the NBA where a guy got suspended for, they said, quote unquote, a performance enhancing drug, and it wasn't even none of that. They wasn't even taking it for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was something totally different.
Bro, you are so right. All right, because now you're talking about legacy. And you know what happened when this type of stuff happened, man? Everybody start asking the question, has he been taking it?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the norm. That's like the normal reaction to Barry Bonds still sitting outside the Hall of Fame.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you. If 100% honestly, I was taking something and I did not know that a banned thing was in it, a banned substance was in it, I'm telling the NFL, release the information. Tell them what I was taking and tell them what drug was in there that was not supposed to be in my system and the reason I was taking it.
Come on.
All right? Because to your point, that gives people clarity. See, you could forgive that.
Yeah.
Like, you could forgive that. But if it's steroids or if it's HGA, people ain't forgiving that.
Right.
And now to your right. point, when you don't come out with it, you leave it up for the interpretation of everybody else.
Right.
To determine... And bro, to your point, like, we talking about DeAndre Hopkins, who is a historically great wide receiver already.
Man.
You know? So when the conversation come around, like, man, y'all remember Randy Moss? Y'all remember T.O.? Y'all remember Jerry Rice? Y'all remember DeAndre Hopkins? Yeah, but he had that substance thing.
Yeah.
That's
exactly what's going to happen. And you know how they're going to talk in the barbershop. You know how they're going to be talking at the domino table.
Bro, you just gave DeAndre Hopkins some game. I hope he hear this podcast. Hey, man, if you was legit taking something that you thought was helping your body and you didn't know a banned substance in there, man, put that information out there, bro. Don't leave that up for interpretation.
Hey. You know, you know you gotta tell me all about it. Look, when you make when you make trips, before we get off of here, when you make trips and I see y'all, man, you, Laura, Ryan Clark, Mina, Dio. He want me to call him Dio. So Dio, call him Dio. That's what he told me. Look. Y'all in Vegas. First of all, y'all did a hell of a job.
Thank you, my brother.
Bob was back again. See, a lot of people don't know, but a lot of people don't know this, right? Let me explain something to y'all. The NBA Today crew look up to the NFL Live crew.
That's love.
On how to go about direction of doing a show.
Yeah.
So like the thing is that we actually try to mimic y'all in a basketball way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's okay.
It work.
See, some people be trying to, oh nah, man, I'm too proud. Nah, look, if you see something popping, one, acknowledge them about it, and two, it's okay to follow somebody lead if they showing you the way.
Bro, it's the stupidest misconception on earth. Is that you don't look at a winning formula and try to have that implemented into your, like, it's the stupidest thing. That's like having access. I'm not putting us on, but that's like having access to Kobe, LeBron, Jordan, or Jerry Rice or Joe Montana or Steve Young or Tom Brady and saying, nah, I'm good. I don't really want to listen to y'all. I'm going to try to do it my own way. What?
Right. You know what Paul Pierce used to tell me, bro? I used to sit there and watch KG when he first got there, and I used to watch him work out.
Yeah.
And he was like, why the hell are you watching him and not asking him, can you join the workout? Like, you tripping. He told that to me and Big Baby. He was like, y'all sitting up here watching instead of asking. He like, it's all right. Like, this going to be an all-time
great. All-time great, yeah.
Like, it's okay to follow an all-time great. And I was like, man, you know what I'm saying? That's just free game.
Bro, what I will say, man, because you know I love giving you love and you and Malika and Chanae and Rich.
Hold on, did you see Malika kick her feet up on the table the other day?
Bro, so dope. So dope, bro. Like, I love, bro, y'all, but y'all vibing, bro. And I told you in the beginning when y'all was on this show, I said, man, build relationships beyond that camera screen because it matter. It show up when you get on there. And I think if anything, we got it at NFL Live, bro, is we cool. We actually cool with each other.
Yeah, like, yeah.
We not, it ain't no facade. I don't want nothing bad to happen to nobody after the show over with. I ain't going to the executive talking about I don't like this person and they doing this and doing right. that. Bro, right. we have found a formula to allow everybody to be themselves individually within this team for whatever that means to them. And that's the key. That's the key. But anyway, let me get to Vegas, bro. Vegas was phenomenal.
Yeah.
The problem is I'm getting old. Let me finish before you start.
You know what? Hold on. Before you finish, everybody we can't wait to say that because we heard that so many times.
I know. But I'm gonna explain to you why. No. First of all, that time zone kicked my ass from day one.
What?
That time zone change. No, it's 3 hours ahead of where I'm at when you go to Vegas. No, when it turned 10 o'clock, it was 1 a.m. My body was 1 a.m. All right. The other thing is the reason why I say I'm getting old, Perk, and it ain't because I can't go out and kick it or party. Perk, I know I'm getting like them old people. I don't want a lot of people around me no more. I don't want to be in no confined club. I don't want to have to walk through no line. I don't want all them people around me no more, man. And I always been like that. Like, this ain't COVID or nothing. I ain't never really been one of them cats that wanted a whole, like, I don't want to be in the middle of it all. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
When I was young and I'd do my thing, dance, I'd be in the middle and I'd be like, man, let me get my ass up out of here, man.
Straight up.
So Vegas was great because I did Vegas like an adult.
Yeah.
I ate good. I worked. Some of my childhood friends came out, G Trail, Nate, and my cousin Trail. And we kicked it, bro. Jay, one of my good friends, came out. We kicked it. We had a good adult time. You know how me and you, 10 years ago, we would have went to Dre's. We would have went to Encore. Yeah. We would have went to the day party.
Yeah.
And then you come, you take a nap, you go to the night party.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, you take a nap. And then you go back to the day party. And you're dead. You done drunk so much liquor, your kidney is screaming out your ears. All right. This time, I ate good. I went to Prime Steakhouse because you know I'm a celebrity now, so I begin expensive stuff. We get that expensive stuff. So I went to Prime. I went to Mastro's restaurant. You know Mastro. You know the Fertitta family that owned the Rockets.
Yeah.
And then his son Patrick, one of my partners. So Patrick be hooking me up.
Did you have the butter cake?
I had the butter cake in my window. You know, I got my intermittent fasting window. It was in that window.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
So I do have to like flush. I do have to flush. I ain't drink too much liquor, but I ate good.
Yeah, ain't no problem.
But anyway, man, Vegas was good, bro. We got we handled our business. The draft went off without a hitch. We talked about it in depth. We had some guests. So Vegas was dope. But for me, like, when I say I'm getting old, it don't mean I'm getting old, Brody. I don't like all them people around me. I don't like being in confined space no more.
I'm right there with you. And guess what? Guess what? When it was time for you to go home, the old us would have pushed our flight back. I bet you was early to the airport.
I was sitting in the Delta Club 2 hours before the flight left.
I'm with you.
Perk, I wanted to leave so bad, bro. I connected. You know, I don't never connect.
Dang.
I always fly direct. I find a direct flight because I hate connecting.
Oh, you was ready to really get out.
Bro, I left Vegas and went to Utah.
Straight up.
So I left Vegas, flew to Utah, and I didn't come home to Virginia. I flew to Philly to watch my son. They had a hoop tournament this weekend.
Okay.
So I flew to Philly and then took an hour car ride to Jersey. They played in Atlantic City, Battle of the Beast. And he played well. They lost the first game in pool play. But he played well. The team played well. But, yeah, man, I was trying to get to my son, dog. That's why I say we going to party. You know me and you, when we get on that road, we going to party. Now. We gonna party. Around the events, we going to have a good time.
But now I ain't. One pass we got.
Yeah, when I go with that one little pass, I muster up a year and I conserve all my energy because I be tired. Right. And we gonna do it one night. But man, I just like Vegas is phenomenal. And Vegas, but dude, I be trying to get in and out, bro.
Me too, you bro. Know? That's how I am. That's how I am. Yeah.
And I know you in LA. And everybody be thinking, I be in that hotel room chilling.
Man, look, let me tell you how my day go. First of all, I get there the morning of the show, go to my hotel room, check in, change clothes, head to the studio. I'm in the studio all the way until probably the first game. Then I'm in my hotel room and room service is only thing I'm doing. Waking up the next morning, doing that all over again. And then on Friday, guess what? I'm waking up, I'm going to the studio, and I got my bags with me because I'm straight from the studio, and I got an hour and a half window to make it to LAX to get home.
Get to the crib.
They don't understand.
Cousins and kinfolks, me and Perk, we enjoy our job. We love what we do. But we love our families more. I be trying to get back to mine.
Nothing wrong with that.
Every single rip. Hey, bro, I love you, dude.
You know I love you,
and
boy.
We got our cousin Ken folks had to wait a week. They've been asking.
It's okay.
It's okay. I love when you say that. It just calmed everything down. It's okay.
It's okay.
Cousins and Ken folks, we back. This been Swag Goo and Perk. We dropped another episode for y'all. Me and Perk needed to catch up a little bit. So y'all tap in with us. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Y'all already know what it is. I love you, big bro. We'll tap in next week.
Boy.
Peace.